The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. There's this great implication in the gospel that I will make you fishers of men. And to be made in something into something, you sort of have to be moldable or malleable. When I was at the discernment retreat that I had mentioned last week at Our Lady of Peace, so for men discerning the priesthood, I was exchanging a text message with Janelle, and I happened to still be there that night. And she said, was it a good turnout, or how many guys showed up? And I texted her back. I said, 12. I said, Jesus made it work. And so, you know, it's just kind of amazing to see 12 brave men there. But one of the things that we tend to realize in the seminary, Thomas and I were discussing this a little bit this morning as well, is that docility is a quality that is really necessary for any Catholic, any Christian in the world. And docility really is just defined on being a teachable person in the first place. I used to say back when I coached climbing, you know, we would talk about it all the time. When you're talking about an athlete, is that person coachable? You know, are they coachable? And some people are super, super strong-willed, and they are not coachable. You know, but they can become a little bit more coachable over time. But man, can I tell you what a pleasure it is to work with a coachable athlete? What a pleasure it is to work with a coachable, a coachable Christian. And that's exactly what God needed from those that he chose. They had to be willing to change some of their preconceived notions and some of what they think that they know about stuff, even some of what they think that they have learned, and then be wrong. We see it all of the time. And Jesus rebuked them, saying, you know, it's just like there was all kinds of moments where even with time spent with him, as good believers, truly trying to follow his way, that they still were wrong. But you have to be willing to admit that you're wrong and continue to learn. Sometimes the church asks you to do different things during your formation. Maybe there is something that they see in you. They're like, this would be a problematic trait if you are to become a priest someday. It's not an insurmountable trait, but you need to work on it. Largely, that's why we call the process formation. You know, again, you have to be malleable. You have to actually be formed into an image and likeness of Christ. And so you have to be willing to actually change some aspects of yourself. That's like not a super fun process a lot of the time. At the end of every year, you have to write this formal evaluation and sit before, you know, like a board of people or at least a few of them so that they can tell you what you need to work on, you know, smooth out rough edges and different things like that. And it's a really tough part of the process. But largely, what we're looking for is people that are willing to be molded. And often the guys that are asked to leave and get dismissed from the seminary, they have been given things to work on, and you see no effort to actually work on that thing or to admit that there's something that might actually need to change in you for the benefit of people. It's probably no surprise to either of you, but Father Carey and I have some of the same problems. One of those things was just like we like to say yes to things because we genuinely want to help and do things. But of course, in the seminary, they will tell you, if you say yes to everything, it will eat you alive. You know, you will not survive in a parish if you do everything. You can't do everything. And so there's things like this that you learn about yourself that are sometimes like good traits that can be like absolutely terrible downfalls if they're not tempered and balanced in your life. And so those are the things that they're trying to point out. I don't know, you know, maybe you just have like a terrible habit and like you wake up and you look like you just rolled out of bed. It's just like, that's not like the greatest image of the church, right? If you're like unshaven and your hair is a mess and you've got dandruff and your black clerical shirt is gray, you know, and stuff like that. It's just, you know, there are certain things that are human pillars, certain things that are academic pillars, certain things that are pastoral pillars, and certain things that are spiritual pillars. But we have to be willing to work on every single one of them to be, but that applies outside of the seminary as well. Like, we have to be coachable individuals. We have to realize that there are ways in which we need to improve. And if we're willing to actually change those aspects of ourselves, we truly can be formed and molded our whole life if we stay in touch with that. As we get older, it gets a little bit harder, right? Things are a bit more brittle. They don't want to move quite the way that they used to when we were younger. But that doesn't mean that they can't be. They certainly can be. You know, we might not be able to mold you when you're younger, but we can still use like a chisel, you know, and knock off some rough edges, right? But every one of us needs that. And I think that that's exactly what the Lord needed from his apostles. God bless you all.